Michelle, thanks for joining us on Grandstand. Not long to go, under 2 weeks, in fact, until season two. How has pre-season been going?
Yeah, it's been really good. I'm really happy with, I guess, the girls' preparation and even the way that they prepared themselves to take on our pre-season has been really exceptional. So they've done a lot of hard work, really applied themselves, but certainly ready for that next phase and the competition phase, which is now upon us.
And tell us about being in Darwin this weekend, up against the reigning premiers in a practice game today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I guess if you could choose a team to have a practice match, you want to try and, I guess, go up against the best. And they were clearly the best in the competition for season one. And it'll just be a really good test for us to have a look at how our pre-season has gone and give us an opportunity to, over the next 2 weeks, really continue to educate our group and as we look to improve on season one and hopefully season two, we do see some significant improvement.
Yeah, what are conditions like in Darwin this afternoon, Michelle?
Yeah, there was a lot of rain yesterday. A bit of a monsoon came in, which was some incredible weather to see. And at the moment, it's really hot, but hopefully the rain stays away and we can really get some key takeaways out of the practice match this evening.
You were mentioning about aiming for improvement in season two. I mean, this time last year in the build-up to the inaugural season, you were seen by many as being a title contender, but in the end winning only the one game. Where did it mostly go wrong for the Dockers last season and what is the focus for that improvement in season two?
Yeah, I guess in a brand new competition, it was strange to be the favourites in something that was brand new to everybody. But there were a number of injuries, I guess, that had affected us. But at the end of the day, we were in a lot of our games and, you know, we had a draw as well and a one-point loss. So some really close matches throughout the entire season. But a key focus where we do need to improve on was our use of the football and the skill level of the girls and execution of just their skills. So that's been something we've worked really hard on. And also, I guess, continuing that education of our group and making sure everyone's on the same page about the way that we want to play and everybody's on board with that now, which is really exciting.
And the fitness for your squad at the moment, I see Kirby Bentley, unfortunately, star midfielder, will be missing this season because of a right knee injury. Overall, beside Kirby, how's the squad looking?
Yeah, no, they're looking really good and certainly come round one, looking at having majority of our playing group available for selection. Kiara Bauer is another one of our, I guess, marquee players from last year, still going through her rehabilitation of her knee injury, so we'll be unavailable in the first half of the season. But other than that, we're looking at having a full squad to select from, and I guess a number of girls knocking on the door for selection.
We're speaking to Michelle Cowan, Fremantle Dockers coach, heading closer now, under 2 weeks to go until AFLW season two. And to be part of the first football match to be played at Australia's newest stadium, Michelle, the Perth Stadium, which is officially open tomorrow. Tell us about the anticipation for that, to be part of that.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible, not only for AFL and I guess our group of girls, but just for women's sport as well. So February 10, looking at playing the first ever AFL game there. And, we're certainly preparing really well for our round one clash in Melbourne, but we look forward to our first home game, and that's round two against Collingwood. And it's an incredible stadium. And I think for Perth to have a stadium that is like that is just going to be unbelievable for our state.
Have you had a chance to have a good look at the facilities or a run on the ground yet?
Yeah, I've had a couple of opportunities to get there, and it really is mind-blowing. And from a fan engagement point of view, it's just going to be an incredible day out. And I know also for Feb 10, the club's making a really big day of it, a family fun day with the boys training prior and a number of activities happening around. But there's not a bad seat in the house, and that's what I think I love about the stadium is you can sit anywhere and you're always going to have a great view of the game. And there's also just that interaction from a fan point, being really close to the contest And also, potentially, if your seats are right there, you'll be getting the playing group running straight through the audience as well. So, yeah, they've taken it to a next level in regards to a spectator sport. There's actual engagement involved, which is brilliant.
Yeah, it's the only ticketed event of season two, but saying that, just $2 a ticket, which includes public transport to get there as well. Do you have any indications yet of how the sales are looking?
Oh, I don't. I'd love to know, but if the measurement of my family and friends is any indication, everybody's got their ticket there, and you know, they're all excited about it. It's in the calendar, so hopefully the rest of Perth rallies around and everyone stands on their purple and supports what's going to be a history match in the making, not only for I guess AFL and AFL women, but for women's sport.
Yes, February the 10th, that is, against Collingwood. As you say, before that, Feb 4, you're away for match one against the Western Bulldogs. Michelle Cowan, thank you for chatting to us today. All the best for the practice game against Adelaide this afternoon.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. Good to have a chat.